And what I'm going to do tonight is bring a message entitled Making Good Decisions. Good Decisions. And I think it's important that God's people make good decisions. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But you got to always remember that you know, if you're saved, really, everybody watches you. Y'all agree? They watch how you talk, and they watch the places you go, and they watch your language and all these kinds of, which is a good thing. Which is a good thing. People need to understand that they are being watched by people. And that could cause a stumbling block. How many have ever heard this term stumbling block before? Raise your right hand. You can cause somebody to be a stumbling block by that way. I'd hate to be a stumbling block to anyone. Don't you? We wouldn't want to be a stumbling block to our little ones. We wouldn't want to be a stumbling block to those in our family that is lost, or maybe people that we work with. We don't want to be a stumbling block to anybody. And that can happen. That can happen. There used to be an old song, "Let others see Jesus in you." And that's what we're after. That's what we want people to do. We want people to be able to tell that you're saved by the way that you conduct yourself. Now, what we're going to do tonight is talk about making good decisions. And I've got, hopefully I can do it in a good time frame. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever made a bad decision? If you ever have, raise your right hand. Ever made a bad decision? And one of the things that we want to do as God's people is always try to make good decisions. And because we represent Jesus, we want to conduct ourselves in a right way. To make a good decision, here's the things you need to do. Number one, you must pray. That's the first thing you do is pray. We ask counsel of our God. Let's turn to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3. Book of Proverbs chapter 3. And Proverbs chapter 3 and the verse 6. To make a good decision, you always must pray. And what I'm talking about is we should ask counsel of the Lord whenever we do anything. I think that's, God knows everything. God knows the future, right? God knows what's best for you and things of that nature. And you make decisions based on what His counsel is. A lot of times people just jump and go without taking any time to ask the Lord. Let me say it one, without taking time to ask the Lord. So to make good decisions, that's what we have to do. Proverbs 3:6 says, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him." And it says, "And He will direct your path." And that's what we want. That's what I want to do. I want to follow His path. I want to be in His will. All God's people said, we want to be in His will. We don't want to be outside where we're supposed to be. So to make good decisions, then you must ask counsel of God. And sometimes that's not easy to determine. Sometimes that's not easy to determine. I took a job over in Ohio. The company's name was Wilcar, and I was over the production, and whenever we was doing that, and I thought, well, it was good money. It was really good money, and I thought, well, I can still preach, but I couldn't preach all the services. So I went ahead and I made the decision based on what? How much money it was. Plus, now that makes me sound greedy, doesn't it? But it really wasn't greediness. I never had a job at the time. Everybody got me? And I had two boys. So I needed a job bad. So what ended up happening is this company hired me, and I, but it was out in Ojai. It was a long way, so I couldn't. I think I could come to one service, and I couldn't come to all of them. Of course, back in that day and time, we just didn't have enough money to have a full-time pastor back then either. So that made it difficult. Well, I had to make a decision. After a while of driving down here and back and down here and back, I got to the point I missed church so bad. See, I know where my heart was. My heart was in where I was at. So I said, Lord, I need a job, but I'm not going to stay at this one because I don't think it's the Lord's will for me to stay here. This is going to take me out of everything. Let me say, this is going to take me out of everything. I ain't going to have time to do anything like I want to do. And if God's called me to preach, then I figure He'll make a way. Guess what? He made a way. And I was able to do that. And I made my decision based on how I waited on the Lord. Now, that's another thing you want to remember. The Scripture says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they will run and not be weary, and they'll walk and not faint. So we need to be able to make good decisions as God's people. And another thing I want you to think about, if you're saved, lost people a lot of times will ask counsel from you. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but if someone knows you're saved and knows you're real, one of the things that people will do is they'll ask counsel from you. They'll ask you something about Jesus. And that's a wonderful thing when someone will come up to you and talk to you about Jesus because they know you're saved. You didn't really have to tell them, but they knew you were saved and you was able to give them counsel. So the first thing we're going to look at tonight is to make good decisions, we need to ask counsel from our God. That's the first thing we should do. Now, when I took that job, I took that job. That's what I did. I didn't ask no counsel. I said, well, there she is. This is where it is. This is where it's going. But it wasn't right. It wasn't what God wanted. And then God opened something else up. And I was glad that he moved that way. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all your ways acknowledge Him. In all your ways acknowledge Him. And He will direct your path. Let Him direct you. He'll open the door for you somehow, some way, when He wants you. When you don't know, it's sometimes hard to make good decisions, but if you get in touch with the Lord and turn it over to Him and ask Him to direct your path, don't you think He will? Don't you think He will? I think the Lord will do that. He'll open up doors to direct you what you should do. And sometimes He'll close doors because it wasn't God's will. One of the things that I've told you before in the past is sometimes when you don't know, you just don't jump. Sometimes you wait a bit. Sometimes you need to wait a bit to see how God directs. Because sometimes you don't have the direction, you don't think. And just pray and ask the Lord to direct your path. And can God do that? Well, sure, He will direct your path, and you ask Him to. But sometimes, again, it don't sometimes always happen just like that, but you just pray, and you keep praying, and then the Lord will open the door. And I'm sure you've had experienced that, you that have trusted Jesus as your Savior. I'm sure that you've experienced the Lord opening a door for you. So it's a wonderful thing. This message is entitled Making Good Decisions. And one of the ways we do that is follow, make decisions based on your prayer and the direction of the Holy Spirit. Let Him direct you. you. Okay? Now, the next one I want to give you, and I give this to you four. I'm going to add probably some more as we go. Number two, like I've already said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up as wings as eagles, they'll run and not weary, and they'll walk and not faint, as we've already talked about. We got to be willing to wait sometimes. Wait till the Lord directs. Wait till the Lord directs. If you jump out too quick sometimes, instead of waiting. Oh, and sometimes people talk to me about things of the Lord, and they'll say, well, Jeff, what do you think? I say, I don't know. Let's pray together, and let's ask the Lord, and see how He directs. See how He directs. And we built this sanctuary years back. We got together, and the church got together, and we didn't have the room to put people at, so we turned that over to the Lord, and we asked counsel of the Lord, and then we brought it to the who? We brought it to the church, and we said, well, we can't seat everybody. What are we going to do? Man, we built it. The Lord built it on, you know. He directed our path and provided for everything we needed. We're talking about making decisions. And that was a big decision because that was a lot of expense at that particular time. But everybody voted for it. Now, not always everybody votes for it, and not everybody ought to vote for it if they don't think they should. But the Lord opened the door for us to build on, and we was able to have a whole lot more people in the congregation because we could see them. All God's people see it. And I believe that'll happen again. I'll just tell you that right now. I believe it'll happen again. I don't think this will last forever. I'm thankful for what we've got now and how we've been able to keep it open now, but I think eventually this thing's going to go back to where it was, or more. And that's how we're going to pray. All God's people say it. That's how we're going to pray. I don't want to go around with my head down all the time over stuff like that. Hey, and I ain't going to. I'm going to serve the Lord with what we have until it changes up. All God's people say it. It's exactly what we're going to do. And that'll keep it rolling. And I appreciate you that come. I do. And I pray that the Lord would continue to bless. And I think He will. Okay? Alright, making good decisions. What do you do first? What's the first thing you do? Pray. That's why I put the stress on it. Pray. Go to the Lord and turn it over to the Lord. Ask counsel of Him. And leave it with Him. In all your ways, Proverbs 3:6, this is the text. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Number two. I saw number one a long time, wasn't it? Number two. To make good decisions, don't go against the book. To make a good decisions, don't go against the book. A lot of times people make decisions and they'll go, well, I know it's wrong, Jeff. Then don't do it. You're going against the book. God's not going to bless something if it's going against His Word. It's not right to do that. When He puts a period there, He don't put a pause. When He says it's wrong. Don't do it then. All God's people say it. I think people play around a little bit too much with sin. Can't play with sin. It'll bite you. Just like a poisonous snake, buddy. You fool with a poisonous snake, it'll bite you. You fool with sin and making bad decisions, it'll bite you in the long run. Don't go against the book. The book tells you not to do something and it's a sin, then get away from it. If you don't get away from it, then it's going to bite you. And you'll wish you didn't do what you did with the decision you made. Of all God's people said. So, to make a good decision, what's the first thing you do? Pray. Ask God. Go to your counselor, which is your God. Go to Him. And ask Him to direct your path. Number two, make a decision. Don't go against the book. When the Bible tells you not to do something, the Bible will reveal sin in the book, right? Don't the Bible tell you certain things that's sins? Well, if it's sin, what's your counsel there? That's a good decision would be not to go against what God's Word says. Don't go against it. Don't go against it. Because that'll make because that's breaking God's law. That's sin. So you don't go against His counsel. And right here, see this whole big book of mine? That's God's counsel right there. Don't go against the book. Don't go against the book. Alright. Number three. To make a good decision, Psalms 27 and verse 1. Let's turn to that. Psalms 27 and the verse 1. We're talking about making good. I want everybody here to make good decisions. All of us, God's people needs to have and make good decisions. We all need to make them. And you know what? Unbelievers many times will get counsel from Christian people. I've seen that happen a lot. All right, number three, to make a good decision, sometimes you have to wait. To make a good decision, sometimes you have to wait. Notice what it says in Psalms 27 and the verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat me up, my flesh, and stumbled and fell, though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. One thing I have a desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. So we seek to make good decisions because we represent our God. And it's important that we do that. The third one, man, I got so many of them here. Let me go ahead and give you a fourth one here. To make good decisions, this is number four. To make good decisions, ask yourself, how will this affect me spiritually? I've done told you that once, but I'm going to tell you this twice because that's how important it is. Why do I put emphasis on this one? Because I got caught in that one time. I took a job that made really big money, and I looked at was what? I wrapped it up good, though. Oh, my babies could have this, and my babies could have that. But it was just really an excuse, I think. Just really was an excuse. So when I made the decision and I seen that I was out and out and out and I started feeling worse and worse and worse, and I thought, man, God, and what ended up happening is I went up and I said, listen, I'm thankful that you hired me. I really am. I'm real thankful that you did. And I appreciate it. But, well, he said, well, what's wrong, Jim? He said, do you want more money? And I said, oh, boy, that's a dandy there. He goes, do you want more money? And I said, no. And then he looked at me real deep and he said, it ain't about money, is it? I said, no, sir. He said, you can't leave that little church up there, can you? That's exactly what he said. And guess what? I couldn't leave that little church up here. I just couldn't do it. Oh, I was miserable the whole drive down and the whole drive back. Most money I could ever made in my life. But I was miserable. I knowed exactly where I was supposed to be. And Lord will let you know things like that. I knowed exactly where He wanted me to be. And I went down there anyway because it was big money. But I was big miserable every time I drove up there. So that's what I did. Sometimes your decision, though it might make more money, might lead you away from the Lord. All God's people say it. It can lead you right away from Him. And that's never a good thing. It's never a good thing. Number five. I think I'll shut down after this one, unless I work myself back up again. Number five, ask counsel of a godly friend. Ask counsel of a godly friend. It's good to have godly friends. Everybody in the house know that. It's good to ask counsel of someone that's a godly friend, or a pastor, or a teacher, or some. It's good to ask counsel of a godly friend. Sometimes people don't do that. And just like we've talked about, we sometimes get tunnel vision when we see how much money something is, or things of that nature. But a godly friend will, what a godly friend will do is they will, they'll talk to you like a Christian's supposed to talk to somebody. Because your Christian friends loves you. And what they will do is they'll counsel you in the way that's right. They'll seek to counsel in the way that is right. And one of the things that good friends will do is sometimes people talk to me and I say, well, I don't know about this situation right here. I don't know about this. I said, I'll tell you what, let's menu do. Let's pray about this thing. Let's just pray about it. Menu. Let's go down. We'll go up here on the pew or somewhere and let's sit down and let's just ask the Lord and let's wait. You know, sometimes you need to wait. Scripture says they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. But sometimes we need to wait till we can see things more clearly. All God's people say it. Sometimes we need to do that, and I think it's important. I think it's important that we do that. And we need a godly friend to help us with that. And I don't know how many times over the years this has happened where we say, would you pray for me for this? But let's pray. I want you to pray with me about this. And we'd get together and we'd pray. Talk to the Lord. And He opens the doors for you. He lets you know. I mean, He's our best friend, isn't He? Why wouldn't we not go to who's the greatest counselor in the whole wide world? The Lord is. He's a wonderful counselor. Everybody know it? We ask counsel of our God. I don't know how many times I've done it. I do it constantly. I ask counsel of my God. God, what do you think I should do here? I don't know what to do here. I direct my path in this thing. And I let Him, and He does. He does. Don't you think there's nobody smarter than He is. There's nobody any more intelligent than He is. No one has more money than He does. Why would we not ask counsel of the smartest being that's ever been and ever will be? We go to Him. And He's given us free access to His throne. We can talk to Him, Hector, anytime we want to. Feel down, we can talk to Him anytime we want to. Anything we need, we go talk to Him. See? I think it's a wonderful thing to have. Man, we got a wonderful counselor. And that wonderful counselor is our God. That's our wonderful counselor. Okay. This message tonight, making good decisions. We want to make sure we do that. Oh, there's one thing I missed. Do you know what it was? Don't ever make a decision when you're mad. Don't ever make a decision when you're mad. I hate to say this too. You'll do something stupid when you're mad. I hate to say stupid. That don't sound good, does it? That's the only thing I could think of, Bertha. The only thing I could think of. But let me say it one more time. Have you ever done anything stupid when you was mad? Everybody will agree with that. Stand up. I want everybody to stand up that agrees with that. Well, you heathens. Yeah. Oh, you remain standing. We'll go close with a word of prayer. Oh, my. I got every one of you. Y'all, except for my pianist, she's right with me. Oh, my. Thank you for coming tonight. I hope the Lord bless you.